RSN Central's Form Express.
Let's find your winner with the Form Express for this Friday, the 18th of September, racing Victoria at Geelong. This is what Ray Huxley had to say regarding his best bets.
My best is, it's a toss-up, race 3, number 9, or race 4, number 7. I'm going to have an all-up on those two. That's my play of the day. Then we go to the Quadrella, which the first leg I'm taking 2, 6, 9, 12. The second leg 1, 3, 7, 8. The third leg 3, 10, 11, 12. And the last leg 3, 5, 11, and 13.
And at Geelong, we are racing on a soft 7. The rail's out 5 metres and showers are predicted there. Simon Zara, he joined Michael Falgate this morning and he gave this horse a wonderful push in race number 2. Bomber's Kiss.
No, probably Bomber's Kiss each way is probably the best of the horses going there today.
All right, Bomber's Kiss each way is in race number 2. He's 50-1.
Yeah, it was a bit of an off day Sunday. We backed him up quite quickly and put the blinkers on him. He was very erratic there at Cranbourne the other day. So he's a better horse than probably what he produced the other day. I'm confident the blinkers and the quick backup will sharpen him up a bit.
Well, we missed a 50-1. Now into $21 and $5, but that will do. And in race number 3, Michael Kent Jr. joins us now. And he caught up with Michael a little earlier on. And the Kent Jr. and Price team have Deep Strike and Laughing Grizzly involved in race number 3.
Yeah, they're both really nice horses on the Derby trail. So win, lose, or draw, they're going to the UCI Stakes in 2 weeks at Flemington. Deep Strike's still a colt, and he won't want to find any trouble in the running. Like, he's a big striding horse, so hopefully gets an unimpeded run. He's going great. And Laughing Grizzly, just being the gelding, he's probably a bit more professional. He's going super as well. So if we had to lean towards one, I would think, Mick and I would think Laughing Grizzly is probably a bit more professional for today, but they're both beautiful horses for the Derby.
So there you go. Race number 3, Laughing Grizzly, is $6.50, and that's what the stable prefers. And the favourite, Deep Strike, is at $2.80, Mikey. Is that telling us something?
That's telling us to get the money.
Yeah.
Go early.
At the Outsider, $6.50. Thank you very much. Racing at Newcastle this afternoon, Cup Day. Shay Montgomery joins us. Perfect conditions there. Soft 5. Looks like it's a perfect day weather-wise, Shane, and some terrific racing.
And hoping for an upgrade, a track upgrade at some stage throughout the day. Thought race 3, Gareth's number 6, Covent Garden, was worth a bet. They withdrew this horse on Wednesday at Warwick Farm, with this race considered to be a better option. Her effort over this trip, when she resumed last start at Warwick Farm in a race that's produced solid subsequent form, was quite honest. She tried to lead throughout that day. They got to her late, but she'll be race fitter today, second up. Thought the best all day was Mugger 2. Presents third up after obviously looking the part at both starts and wins since his spell at Rose Hill. He's actually making a home track debut today at Newcastle. He's a proven weight carrier. The 5 kilos over the limit weight shouldn't pose a problem. He's actually carried more weight, even that's after an apprentice rode him one day and he still won. He's got scope to improve third up, especially as he is likely to relish the distance rise he's attempting today. That's race 6, number 1, I thought was the best Mugger 2. Quaddy in saddlecloth order in the first leg, 2, 4, 5 and 6. The second leg, 2, 4, 6, 9. The third leg, 1, 2, 4 and 8. And the final leg, 1, 2, 5 and 11.
Good luck, Shane. Thanks for that.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Chris Lees, I couldn't believe it when he was talking to Michael Falgate this morning. He's never won a Newcastle Cup. Everybody, however, is declaring Mugger 2, and this is what Chris had to say about the favourite in the Newcastle Cup.
No, a horse hasn't won a Newcastle Cup carrying 59 or more since 1940, so probably has us a little apprehensive, but the horse is in good order. I think he's an up-and-coming horse. We'll see. He'll need to be as good as we hope he is to win with that weight. I think it's a nice enough race, but I'm sure he's going to be most competitive.
Okay, he's around that $2 quote. He might be a banker for us today to build the bank for tomorrow. Racing the nation's capital at Canberra, and Ian Humphreys joins us. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thanks, mate. Take it away with your specials and also a quaddy.
Yeah, the special, mate, we're starting race 2, number 4,
Tamoy Shard, resumed at Randwick, had no luck from the bad barrier. Much fitter now. This is an easier race today. She won 2 from 3 last time in. Looks well suited here. Another strong race. Blake McDougall to ride. So here's the first special race, 2, number 4, Timor and Shard. And then we'll go to race 8, number 5, Blazing Mac. Should be the leader. Has been good both runs this time in. Again, not an overly strong race with a few scratchings because that Danes has come out. So keen on her race 8, number 5, Blazing Mac. The quaddie will light up the first 3 legs and just come home with Blazing Mac in the last. So in the first, we'll take 1, 9, 11, 12 and 13. In the second leg, 2, 4, 6 and 7. Third leg, 5, 6, 10, 11, 13 and 14. And just number 5 in the last.
Enjoy your work, Ian. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Ian Humphries there. Howard Waltz has done the form for the Queensland meeting at Kilcoy, racing on a good 4, rails in the true. Good morning to you, Howard.
G'day, Gareth. We'll start off in race 4, number 2, Moss Go Now. This is a 1,900-metre race, but there's a bit of speed in the field. I think this race just sets up perfectly for Moss Go Now. He's had 3 starts at the track and distance for a win and a second. Jason Taylor is the regular rider, so he knows how to, you know, when to get the horse wound up. Chance of a shower, not a lot of rain about, but if any of that falls around lunchtime, that won't hurt the horse's chances either. So I think at around the $8.50 is a nice price, especially on an each-way basis. I just see Moscow Now running on into the finish. And then in race 6, number 3, JD Indy. I thought this horse is a very good price. Only had 2 starts last campaign, went straight back out, obviously didn't come up. It's had a couple of trials recently, won its latest, leading all the way. It beat a horse called Ramtastic, which was heavily backed at Eagle Farm on Wednesday and only got nosed out on the line. It was home for all money. So just going on what I saw at the trial and how Ramtastic performed, would have thought JD Indy's in this up to its ears. There's a lot of speed in this race, potentially 5 leaders. I think Anthony Allen just finds the rail, build the fence and often hang turning. I think JD Indy can be just charging through into this finish at around $8.50. So I'd like both of those each way. As far as the quaddie goes, first leg, 3, 4, 9, into 2, 3, 4, 11, into 5 and 10, and take 4 on its own in the last race. And that's Kilcoy.
Good on you, Howard. Thanks for that. Good luck.
Cheers, Gareth.
Jeez, the Celtics are hit back here. Boston 94, Miami 89, 4 minutes to go. Game 2 of their conference finals in the East in the NBA. What a match it is. Anyway, Dan Malecki, he's ready to go. He loves Melton, and that's where they're racing this afternoon. Good morning to you, Melton. Good morning to you, Dan. Hello to everybody at Melton as well.
Yeah, good on you, Gareth. A Friday afternoon meeting at Melton, but there's some good races and... The best race, the fast class race, is the last race. So I think most people would identify with the horses that are in that race. Look, my first thought was Bella Steele could win the opening race, and you heard on Greenlight on yesterday that Robbie Orba liked it as well. It's short enough, but I think it's ready and it's got more upside than its rival. So race 1, number 4, Bella Steele. I thought race 4, number 7, Majestic Dream. I thought she was well placed here, Gareth, at a bit of value. So race 4, horse 7 each way. And race 7, horse 6 over the short. Get out pretty quick. And he should be prime now. Fourth up at his peak. Probably hasn't quite finished the race off at his last couple, but I think he gets his chance today. So race 7, number 6, Araga, the Pirates horse. Quaddy. Now, the first leg, 8, Oliver's pretty short price favourite. And look, he should win. He looks like just dropped back into a grade that is ideal for him. But they don't want his last run. He disappointed me a bit. He was beaten too far from home. He's just had a little break since then. But look, he might just simply be too good. But perhaps throw in 1 Malibu Jack, who was unlucky last start, and 2, the whole package, who was very good first up. So their numbers 1, 2 and 8 in race 5. Second leg, a good trot race. 3 hatchback. 4 Pharisee is going terrific. 5 Just Believe, who galloped first up, and 8 Pants up. 3, 4, 5, 8. Third leg of the quaddy, and naturally I like the 6 Arg. Throw in Man for D, second row draw, which he's flying. And 11 Miserati is just about at his peak now. And the final leg of the quaddy, good race to finish on. I like Casbah Kit number 9 on the back row. I think he can improve again on his last start win, which was last week. 8 Reshi, 10 Love and a Chevy, 1 Hool in the end might be worth throwing in as well. So 3x4x3x4 are the numbers there, and I hope we can get a little bit of value in today's main quaddy at Melton.
Good calling, Dan. Thanks for that.
Good on you, Gary. Thank you.
Harness Racing tonight at Mildura. Luke Humphreys joins us. G'day, Luke.
Good morning to you, Gareth.
Take it away with your specials and then a quaddy, please.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, 10 of the best again at the Mighty Millie tonight. I reckon we can find our best in the last, say the best till last, race 10, number 5, Aussie Cash. Look, he was part of a for four when resuming a few weeks ago, but he resumes properly here in a maiden. Ran against better opposition in May and June in four starts. Won a trial in good times a few weeks ago, last month. And I thought there's a big chance in coming in what is easily the easiest race he can test to the day. Presumed to the maiden, should go very close race, 10, number 5, Aussie Catch. As far as value goes, there's a few of value we like. I think if you all put these in a parlay each way, you'll go close. Race 3, number 3, Loxter, should leave from the front and go very close, be out of trouble. Our personal favourite, race 5, number 11, Good On Ya. I think the race will be, suit him right down to the ground. And then also race 7, number 11, King Solomon, with any bit of luck, he should be going close. So put them all in a parlay each way. Race 3, number 3. Race 5, number 11. Race 7, number 11, all each way. I think they're all good value, and I think they'll all go close. As far as the quaddy goes, pretty open. Probably a few ways to play it, but I think all these horses have to be included. First leg, 4, 5, 11. Second leg, 8, 1 out, which is the obvious one. Bernie Winkle goes for 11 straight tonight. Third leg, 1, 5, 7, 9, 10, 11. And last leg, 3, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11. So it's a pretty open quaddy. Probably a few ways to play it, Gareth, and, but all those horses have to be included.
Rich Ferrugia joins us now to preview Bendigo and Geelong, and he's probably a little bit upset at the moment because his Celtics are about to go down 2-0 in the Eastern Conference final.
Yeah, thanks for that, Gareth.
Good morning, George.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. Can we back a winner in the Dogs?
Yeah. Look, mate, really good meeting at Bendigo, mate, today. We'll kick it off with race one. It's a good race between two greyhounds. I think we're going to hear a lot of number 2, Gold Driller, and number 3, Canella. The issue Gold Driller's been having, he has just been missing the kick and getting into a bit of strife, but I'm on Canella, race one, number 3. The other one that should be winning is race 10, number 8, Ballistic Bullet, but he's way too short, Gareth, so that's going to be a bit tough. Now, Geelong is where we can hopefully make some money. Race 9, number 2, Justify. Now, there's a lot of big breeders' heats out there, and there's some without exposed form, but this greyhound's had four starts before placing, all on metropolitan tracks, and I think he'll be able to break through here today. Of the others, race 10, number 1, Runway Lad, who's had five starts before placing. What I like is he did go 5.14 early at the Meadows and around 30 and 30 overall. He's drawn well, and we give him a little bit of a chance too. So race 9, number 2, race 10, number 1. And at Bendigo, race 1, number 3, race 10, number 8.
Good on you, George. Catch up with you a little later on.
Thanks, mate.
There's George Ferrugia there. And that wraps up the Form Express for this Friday, the 18th of September.